men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the green beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 18th day of April, year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, we'll have open hours, open lines the first hour. Hour two, we'll have Leon Green with us. We'll talk about a lot of different things with Leon Green, as always. Perfect tip of the day. Most of you have a private library that you maintain. I want to encourage all of you to, well, first of all, if you don't have a private library, to begin it, obviously. But if you do, to inventory your library, go over the books that you have and the books that you want to have, and then start filling in the gaps. eBay is a great place to get books. Amazon, obviously. Your local library, most libraries will have a sale table. Typically, well, it could be any place in the library. Books that they're releasing from their collection that you can buy at real bargain prices. And, of course, flea markets, thrift shops, all kinds of places you can get books at deep, deep discounts. So a proper tip of the day is to inventory your library and fill in the gaps. You'll be very glad you did. A well-stocked library is not optional, in my opinion. We will take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. My project that you all are part of to locate images of North America with new coastlines continues to make progress, and I'm clicking on my website here as we speak. Scroll down the left side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com, and you'll find the images that we've found so far. So let's scroll down here on the left side. It's pretty far down. Here we are. Global sea level rise. Coincidence or foreshadow? We now have listed here 6 images. Number 7 should be up soon.
Let's see. Well, maybe we do have them all up there.
We got the Vatican with the scene where the Godfather is meeting with the high-level Vatican official. We've got the TV show Highway Patrol, 1957. We got Superman. We got Hunger Games. We've got A Beautiful Mind. And Superman Returns. I believe that may be all the images we've found so far. Now, the earliest one is 1957, 60 years ago. And it is one of the better maps. 3x5 feet on the wall of an oil company, petroleum company executive. There's not a mention made by, there's two characters in the scene. Broderick Crawford, the homicide detective, and the petroleum executive, and they're talking about a murder case. And not a single word is mentioned about this map on the wall. 3 by 5 feet, black and white. The whole show was black and white, by the way. And no mention of the map of North America with new coastlines. And it is one of the better ones. So I ask all of you, how many hundreds of thousands of hours of television shows and movies have been produced since 1957, the past 60 years? Now, we've got these. So, oh, there is a seventh one. I just recalled the seventh image. It's not posted yet, from the American Airlines concourse at Denver International Airport. That's the seventh image. How many hundreds of thousands of movies and TV shows produced since 1957? Well, there's probably a way to calculate that, but it has to be in the hundreds of thousands of hours. Now, we found these seven images. Why couldn't there be 10 or even 20 more? Why not? If you find an image on a TV show or a movie or a piece of art that's publicly displayed, as far as that goes, like the image at the Denver International Airport, get me the information, and as a thank you, you get to pick any of my four DVDs. I've produced four DVDs as my thank you for letting all of us know about that image. Now, these images on, for you youngsters out there, I'll go back to Highway Patrol, 1957. There was three television networks. Every human being in the United States of America that wanted to watch TV in 1957, they had three choices. That was it. NBC, CBS, ABC. That's all there was. This particular TV show, Highway Patrol, was incredibly popular. Every episode was watched by tens of millions of Americans. And, of course, look at the others, how popular they were at the time that they came out. The Godfather, Superman, Hunger Games, A Beautiful Mind, Superman Returns. No, the men and women behind choosing where they would post these images, they knew which TV shows, well, this TV show singular, there probably are other TV shows and movies, would be watched by the most millions of people. And that's what they did. They chose the films that would be watched by, the sum total of these movies has to be in the hundreds of millions of people, has to be. There's two aspects of this. One is predictive programming. The other is the compulsion of the powers that be to give us a warning of what would be coming in the future. I think both things are in play here. I really do. I'm not aware of anybody else doing what I'm doing, by the way. I'm not aware of everything going on in the alternative media, which is a vast array of outlets these days, between radio and YouTube and so forth. If anybody else is aware of somebody doing this work, please let me know. Maybe we can coordinate our efforts. Now, I know all of you listening to me, the several thousand of you listening to me, you'll have different interests and hobbies. Many of you have a hobby of watching old TV shows. Many of you have a hobby of watching films. And why not combine your hobby with helping all of us? Finding more of these images will, in fact, help all of us, I believe. Giving more veracity to this effort, more credibility to this effort, to demonstrate to everybody that we can demonstrate it to that, oh yes, by the way, this is what's been going on the past 60 years. So I think it's worthwhile. If you can, I wouldn't make a special effort, but if you already have the hobby of watching television shows, if you already have the hobby of watching films, then keep a sharp eye out for more of these images. This all began about, and I can't be exact, 2.5, 3 years ago, one of my listeners found the image on the movie The Godfather, the
like I say, 2.5-3 years ago. And we posted that image, and it was up for a couple of years. It was down for a while. It's back up now. And nothing happened during those 2+ years until about, I guess it's been about 3 months ago, another listener found the image on the TV show Highway Patrol, and his hobby is watching old TV shows. He likes to watch old TV shows. And he came across that image. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Let me just click on that image here real quick, see if we can bring it up here. And there it is. This is so close to the Navy map that I worked with the Navy veterans to recreate it. Scary. East Coast, Gulf Coast, West Coast, the Inland Sea. Now, Broderick's forehead is touching the edge of the map right there around the Oregon-California state line. But he doesn't block very much of the map. He does not block very much of it all. And the map is easily 3 by 5 feet, easily, black and white. And it takes up most of the TV screen. It does. It takes up most of the TV screen. So starting at the Canadian border, you've got damage going inland, typically anywhere from 75 to 100-plus miles going down to Georgia, which is mostly gone. Florida is completely gone. Most of Alabama. Almost all of Mississippi. Louisiana is pretty much toast. And then Texas, typically about 100 miles inland, 100-plus miles inland. And, of course, there's a inland sea that covers up Louisiana, part of Arkansas, part of Tennessee, part of Kentucky, and the what we call the boot heel in Missouri. West Coast, there's an inland sea. And, of course, there's damage up in the Pacific Northwest, Metro Seattle, and Oregon. It's a scary map. The water covers up where about half the people in the United States live, give or take a little. Wiping out their homes, their businesses, schools, churches, infrastructure, all gone underwater. That's our future, as stated by the scientists at the United States Navy. With the United States Navy, you know, you usually think about the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines as recruiting seniors from high school, which is mostly what they do, and of course graduates from the various military academies, the Army, the Navy, Air Force Academy. But there's more to it that you may not be aware of. When it comes to very bright men and women, when I say very bright, I mean genius level. IQ, the Navy, the Air Force, the Army, they have scouts that identify these men and women and help to attempt to recruit them. I'm aware of a Chinese American who has a genius level IQ. The Navy was making him some very serious offers, very lucrative offers, and he's not quite legally blind. Wears very thick glasses. To the point where the waivers, they can get waivers up to a point, but they couldn't get a waiver up to the point where they could recruit this gentleman to go in the U.S. Navy. So that's another part of these military services that the public is generally not aware of, is that they do actively recruit genius-level people for the things that they need to accomplish. We've got a caller on hold here. We've got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave. Oh, hello, Dave. I'm not hearing anything. Well, maybe Dave took a break. Dave, if you can reconnect, call back, and maybe we can get you on the air. Don't fool yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. The Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, in addition to the bright youngsters that they recruit from high school and the bright youngsters that graduate from these military academies, they also scout, identify, and recruit genius-level people to help them with projects that they need help with. Absolutely, they do. It's very serious stuff. And the Air Force and the Navy, especially, a little bit less so the Army, have been involved in high technology from the get-go. You look at the Philadelphia Project, for example, and what happened in the Philadelphia Naval Shipyard in 1943. That was U.S. Navy scientists. Now, they aren't necessarily a member of the U.S. Navy. They would be frequently, and they frequently would be civilians that work for the U.S. Navy or the Air Force or the Army, as without necessarily being a member of that branch of service in uniform. The Army, Navy, Air Force, they don't care as long as they get access to that expertise. They don't care if the person's in uniform or not. But getting back to this project, I think it's a fun project. I think it serves a useful purpose. I'm not asking people to take up any time they wouldn't take up anyway. If you already have the hobby of watching films, if you already have the hobby of watching television shows, and they don't necessarily have to be 60-year-old TV shows. They could be any TV show. Something just came out last week, or something up to 60 years old. I don't believe we'll find any images on television shows before 1957. It is a possibility, but I strongly doubt it. And of course, you get your choice of any of my four DVDs. It would be Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, Terrorism, What the Government Isn't Telling You, and then Family Safety in Perilous Times, Volume 1, and then Volume 2. That's the four different DVDs. We've got a caller on hold here. We've got Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
How you doing?
Really good.
I just wanted to comment on something. I got my energy cleaner yesterday, and I used it for the first time, and I actually did realize that my left shoulder wasn't hurting as much. But my big question is, there's no switch on this thing. How do you turn it off?
There's no switch because there's no need for a switch. And what you need to do, Fred, is make a paper tag to change the batteries on March 17th, 2018. And just put that paper tag on there. There's no drain. There's no electrical drain. There's a signal coming out of these batteries. And we recommend changing the batteries once a year to prevent damage from leakage.
So it's not like a fan where you need a switch to turn it on and off.
No. You're not drawing down any current out of those batteries. There is no current. It's just putting out a signal.
Well, so good. Far, you're so good. Relief. I just wanted to let you know I'm real curious about how this is going to work.
Well, you already found out it's working. So that's
yeah,
great.
A little bit. My left shoulder feels better today, that's for sure.
Outstanding. Do you have a bathtub, Fred?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, let me give you a little help here. You take the black wire with an alligator clip on the end of it there and plug it in the energy cleaner and put a metal spoon, because there's no sharp edges, on the metal spoon, and drop the metal spoon into a tub full of comfortably warm water. And get down in there. Most guys need to get their knees up in the air, but get that shoulder down and down under that water. And just sit there for about 15, 20 minutes. Okay?
All right, I'll check it out. Thank you.
Try it out. Thank you. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877 888 872-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I was talking to Wes Peters the other day, and he continues to amaze me at the diligence that he brings to the table, the knowledge he brings to the table. And he really looks forward to helping all of you to understand and clarify your goals and achieve your goals. Right now, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Swiss America tile there on the left side, you'll see all the brand new articles as of today. Wall Street's fear index drops the most in about 5 months as Trump spooks market watch, and many more. It's peace of mind knowing that Wes Peters has been doing this for 8 years, and Swiss America's been at it for 36 years. Go to my website, scroll down to the Swiss America tile, read what you need to read, and then call Wes Peters. Here's Wes's telephone number. It's 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 18th day of April. You're just zipping along here, isn't it? Looking at another image here. This one's from the Hunger Games. It doesn't show the inland sea, but what it does show is the East Coast underwater, Florida gone, about half of Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and about the first 100 miles or so of Texas underwater, and then most of California underwater, I would say, and damage about 100 miles inland for Oregon and Washington State. What the image on the movie shows that the 12 districts, because North America was split up in the districts. That was the premises of the film. Interesting that these images are there. Now, what I tell people, and pretty much everybody agrees with me, from the moment that doctor held you upside down and smacked you on your bare bottom when you were born until right now, everything you've ever seen or heard, tasted, touched, and so forth, is part of your subconscious. Therefore, these images are part of the subconscious of hundreds of millions of Americans. Of course they are. Whether they know it or not, of course they are. Got some callers on hold here. First we go to Paul in New Jersey. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, John. John, I wanted to make some comments concerning North Korea. Right, and Donald Trump better be really careful about what he's up to. Because the fact of the matter is, this could be, first of all, a setup by China and Russia to get America involved in a quagmire in the Korean Peninsula. And if Donald Trump thinks he's just going to be able to bomb and run, and that's it, that's not his decision. It's going to be up to the North Koreans. Because if we bomb and run, what happens if he starts shelling Seoul? Then what's going to happen?
Well, that's a good question, and it is a sticky wicket and a very, very perilous situation.
Exactly, and one of the things Sun Tzu teaches is that you have to know your capabilities. Now, look at the United States military, right? We, fund transsexuals. We probably have our own division of trannies. We hire affirmative action lesbians to be in charge of all these other different command posts, right? We have such a politically correct, neutered military, right? We are unable to even enforce any kind of discipline or rigor like we used to. And I don't think the North Korean army, which, by the way, can consist of as many as 10 million fighting people, will have those problems. Likewise,
well, obviously not. Obviously not. They won't tolerate the kind of silliness that's going on in our military. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, but then also consider the terrain. The terrain of North Korea is filled with mountainous, or you know, like smaller mountains, with deep ravines. Right? And narrow ravines. And this makes just the perfect area for dug-in guerrilla warfare. And so you've always talked about the logistics, and, you know, the professionals talk about the logistics. What's the logistics of rooting out 10 million fanatical people dug in that kind of terrain? And you know they've got tunnels dug. They've had 60 years to prepare for this.
Well, General MacArthur warned us many, many years ago to not get involved in a war of attrition on the Asian landmass. A huge mistake, and if we were to do so, it would be our demise.
Exactly, and that's why there is no winning. We are not able to win, and if we use a nuclear war, then everybody's going to know America is, or use a nuclear weapon, America is a nuclear bully. And it's, you know, performed an act of sadism on the victims of North Korea. So no matter what we do, we can't win. So now if Donald Trump was smart, he would just, first of all, stop the rhetoric about Kim, right? And basically just invite him over, right? Invite him over to Mar-a-Lago and have a conversation, because that's the one weakness I think of Kim. I think Kim wants to be validated. I think he wants to be accepted as a significant player. And so humor the guy. Bring him over. Have him in Mar-a-Lago. Stop all the rhetoric about his human rights violations and all the rest. Put that aside and make a deal. As I said about Donald Trump, we voted for him to make deals. We voted for America first, not for American boys to die first. In a ill-conceived concept of denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. The North Koreans are going to have nukes, and they're going to have missiles, and we're just going to have to grow up and deal with it and live with it.
Absolutely. Paul, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We had a caller on hold. We had a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi folks, let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 18th day of April. We've got my banner working properly there on my homepage. We have the picture of Uncle Sam at the very top of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I'm doing something no other talk show host is doing that I'm aware of. If you are, let me know. But I'm offering to send my listeners a check. I'm not asking you for money. I'm asking to send you some money. When you click on Uncle Sam, you get the details how to get John Moore to send you a check. It would be a commission check in return for helping my director of marketing, Mandy Thompson, set up a speaking engagement. Pretty simple. We maintain your privacy, and you don't need to be an event organizer to do this. So click on Uncle Sam there and get the details. Also, of course, on my website, you'll find Energy Cleaner. You heard Fred in Wisconsin a few minutes ago talking about how he got the energy cleaner yesterday. He used it last night, and he's already getting relief from pain in the shoulder. And you can also. I use mine every night. I do. I'm pretty active around the ranch here, up and down ladders, chainsaw to cut firewood, all kinds of physical activity. I go to bed with minor aches and pains and wake up pain-free every morning, and you can also, just like Fred does. How about that? Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. And, of course, the factory-made fitted mattress pads. It's a great combination. Most new energy cleaner buyers are going ahead and getting the mattress pad at the beginning. That's really the best thing to do, in my opinion. And I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. PayPal, by the way, if you live in the United States, now it takes payments. If you need to spread out that dollar amount over 3 or 4 months, you can do that. And, so check out the energy cleaner at my website. The patent application information is right there. You can read up on it. The testimonies from people I know, like Steve Whitman, is there.
And you can make your order right there at my website, or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're going to call her and hold here. We got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John. Two responses on the question about North Korea. I don't think you can make a deal with the devil. This insane idiot, Kim, I don't think there's any major or minor sucking up to someone like that. And I think if Kim does in his neighbors in any way, we are going to wipe North Korea off the map. Two questions on your maps. On all the maps you've got so far, and you seem to be respectfully saying you're chasing them, do you notice any difference in any of the maps? And the other part is... On the floods that could take over and cut our coastlines, is that anything to do with Antarctic melting in any way?
No,
for some reason?
No. Well, first of all, you need to go to my website and look at the images for yourself, and you can draw your own conclusions, Dave. There's some of the maps have some similarities. Some of them are wildly different. The one from Superman Returns is wildly different from all the rest of them. But there's some consistency between many of the others, but you need to look at these images yourself. The flooding is going to occur from a disruption of the bulge of water at the equator. Now, sea level is measured at Cornwall, England, which is pretty far north. It's almost as far north as Moscow, Cornwall, England. When you get to the equator, Dave, sea level is almost 500 feet, I think 495 feet above what they call sea level at Cornwall, England. Now, that's north and south of the equator. We've got hundreds of thousands of cubic miles of water held in place by two things, rotation of the Earth and gravity. Anything that disrupts that bulge of water, which means disrupting the rotation of the Earth, is going to cause that flooding worldwide. That's where the water is going to come from. The melting ice in the Antarctic would cause flooding, but over a much longer period of time and not nearly as severely.
Okay. On Korea, what do you think of if he does in his neighbors or attempts to, that will wipe him off the map?
Well, I don't know about wiping off the map. I would hope that the U.S. military would concentrate on... taking out the North Korean military as opposed to harming the general population of North Korea. I don't have access to that information, but generally the military would go after the offensive capability of the Korean military. We have treaty obligations to defend South Korea and Japan, and we will defend South Korea and Japan. Russia and China have both moved troops to the border of North Korea to prevent North Koreans from getting into Russia and China. So all the chess players are in place on the chessboard to have an absolute catastrophe take place here, Dave.
Yeah, it sure sounds like things are going to go down that way if he makes one bad move.
It could, very easily.
On the flooding, why would they do predictive programming that far ahead for the 50s and like that with these maps? Why would they have such a lead time on whatever was going to happen?
Well, I can't speak on their behalf, obviously. I can only speculate. And as I used to say on the witness stand when I was under oath testifying, Counselor, would you like my sworn speculation?
All right. Yeah, really.
Yeah, seriously.
Thank you very much, John.
Okay.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, I've spent a lot of time on the witness stand in various legal matters that I've worked on the past 43 years. And we call it being on the hot seat, of course. Both witness stand and depositions, both. I recall one time I was in depositions, we had the brother of... the former vice president was one of the witnesses, Walter Mondale. I don't know how many brothers the man had, but one of his brothers was a witness in the matter I was testifying on. It's an acquired giving sworn testimony is an acquired skill, because these these attorneys, they're especially an experienced trial attorney. They are very experienced at leading you astray, at asking what's called leading questions, where the opposing counsel is supposed to interrupt a lawyer asking a leading question, but sometimes that gets past them. So it takes some time. It takes experience. There's no substitute for experience, for being on the witness stand and knowing how to deal with attorneys who want to make you look like a complete idiot. I recall one time I was usually or frequently what they do when they get you on the witness stand, they want to go over your bio in an attempt to discredit you. And I was still pretty young at the time. I guess I would have been 34, 35 years old. And the farther back in my bio he went, the worse it looked for him. And he really regretted even going down that trail, because I had an impeccable bio when it came to being on that witness stand testifying in the matter I was testifying on. But that's something they also are supposed to learn in law school, is do not ask a question you don't already know the answer to, because the consequences of that can be mortifying, to say the least. To say the least. Something else on my website I need to point out, because we've kind of got away from this. Right on the right side near the top, you'll see an orange sticker where it says $70 off energy cleaners. This is a promotion to help Republic Broadcasting have some funding. All you need to do is mail in a postcard. The directions are right there where it says click here. We put them in a big envelope, and every 2 weeks, the next drawing will be this Thursday. We draw a postcard out, and if your postcard is the one that gets drawn, you get to purchase an energy cleaner, $70 off retail. $200 of that purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting. And it's been a great promotion. It's a win-win situation for everybody. Republic Broadcasting wins. The people whose postcards gets drawn, they win. And this promotion goes on until next August. It's sponsored by my friend Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer of the energy cleaner, to help Republic Broadcasting accomplish its goals. In fact, I got a card here that's been drawn. I need to contact the person who mailed it. I need to do that today. I've missed it the last couple of days. Regardless, if you have a question or comment, you're welcome to call in at 800-313-9443. Anybody who pays attention to geopolitical matters and what goes on with North Korea, they see these cycles of North Korea making threats, us making counter threats, and I've been observing these things for decades on one hand. On the other, I've never seen this level of concern, this level of threats, this level of U.S. military response. I think we have 3 aircraft carrier task force groups now near the, either close by or on the way to the Korean Peninsula. Let's not forget the ultimate goal of international communism. That's an underlying foundation that needs to be foremost in our minds. The goal of international communism has never changed since 1917, 100 years ago, when they were funded by the Rothschilds to take over Russia. Hasn't changed at all. If you don't have a copy of the book, New Lies for Old, simple title, New Lies for Old, by Anatoly Golitsyn, I urge you to get a copy. Many libraries have a copy of it. This lays it all out. I regard it as a smoking gun of what we're looking at here. Seriously, I do. Now, Golitsyn wrote about the Berlin Wall coming down. He wrote about the East European communist countries collapsing and becoming democracies. He wrote about the fall of the Soviet Union becoming a democracy. He wrote about all those things. And you may say, John, big deal. This guy wrote about all these things. What's the big deal? Here's the big deal. You open up the front of the book for the publication date. This is where it gets real interesting. 1984. These things did not begin happening until 1989, 5 years before they happened. So at that point, you may want to know, well, who in the world is Anatoly Golitsyn? Well, here who he is. I think he's still alive, by the way. Before he defected, which was during the John Kennedy administration, by the way, before he defected, his job, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, was long-range planning in the KGB. What he did under threat of discovery and being imprisoned or executed, he snuck out notes when he left work to take home and bring with him when he defected. Long-range planning. So the all he did when he wrote his book, which was published in 1984, was write about what he did 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, at the KGB in long-range planning. So these things were being planned out in 1961, 1962, 1963, and didn't start happening until 1989. And he tells what the ultimate goal is. The goal of these events, the consequences of these events, is to get the West to disarm, which we have. Our military is a hollow shell of itself. We've entered into these SALT agreements, these strategic arm limitation agreements, where they, you can see the, you can look up the photograph yourself on YouTube. B-52s out in the desert with their wings cut off with these massive guillotines that cut the wings off the airplanes and folded back against the fuselage. The ICBM bunkers being filled in with concrete. The Strategic Air Command being put on stand down under, it was a George Bush order implemented under Bill Clinton. The launch codes being taken away from the submarine commanders, the launch codes for the Polaris missiles being taken away from the submarine commanders. That's another thing that was implemented under Bill Clinton, initially ordered by George Bush. Like Paul from New Jersey was talking about, we have men dressing up like women in uniform. I think they can, I believe, unless, and I hope Donald Trump changes this, when a new fiscal year begins in July, U.S. military men will be allowed to dress up like women in uniform. How embarrassing. How absolutely humiliating and embarrassing. But that's what's going on. That was a Hussein Obama executive order, by the way. Having women integrated into the Corps. I met a young woman. I was at a public event, and she was quite proud that when she was at West Point, she could outrun many of the men. A petite woman, I would say maybe 5'2", 5'3", maybe 115 pounds on a good day. And I have no doubt she could outrun many of the men. But could she do it? Could she run a quarter mile with a 115-pound woman on her back, across her shoulders, fireman's carry? I don't think so. I don't think so. By the way, that standard's been eliminated from the Army, since almost no women can do that. There's a tiny, tiny percentage of women that could do that, that could pick up a woman of equal weight across their shoulders, fireman's carry, and trot a quarter mile around a quarter mile track. Now, when I went through basic training, if you couldn't do that, well, you couldn't be a soldier. End of story. If you could not pick, if you weighed 155 pounds, you had to pick up a soldier, weighed 155 pounds, thereabouts, give or take a few pounds, fireman's carry, and trot around the track, quarter mile. And I got my turn. I was both carried and did the carrying, both. Actually, carrying was easier than being carried, because every time that guy's shoulder hit in my gut, it hurt. But it's not a big deal. You just get through it, you know. Not a big deal. But I interviewed the captain I served with in Special Forces. He was at West Point when the first female cadets showed up in the mid-1970s. He said, John, every physical standard, without exception, every physical standard was either reduced or eliminated to accommodate the women, because they simply couldn't do it. There's no way. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Okay, we are back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 18th of April. We got time for a call or two, a quick call or two at 800-313-9443. Yes, I've been monitoring these events with North Korea for decades, and this cycle is just off the charts crazy. Off the charts crazy. This is a relatively new leader. Being dictator of his country is a family business, started by his grandfather, carried on by his father, and now this chubby young man who has a bad haircut. And if you make fun of him and you live in Korea, you probably go to jail if not executed. He's quite fond of executing people, including relatives who he doesn't trust for whatever reason. And the defectors who've made it out of there, they don't have a lot of optimism about the sanity of this man. Quite frankly, they really don't. So it's a matter of concern. Of course, what are we going to do about it? Well, there's not much we can do. You can write a memorandum to the president; he'll never see it. Take care of your own family. Be sure you have a safe haven, preferably a hobby farm, a safe distance from major population centers where you can have safe shelter and food and water and safety, all those things.
That's something that really, if you haven't done it, you really need to consider doing that. Seriously, you do. And Thursday, if Tim Spencer can be with us, we'll be talking about hobby farms as we usually do on Thursdays. The top of the hour break coming up here shortly. Hopefully Leon Green will be able to join us, and we'll talk about all the many, many benefits of incorporating doTERRA essential oils into your life. And they are many. It's a great way to enhance your life, to make sure that you have the fun, full, productive life that everybody wants and should have. Seriously. And it's always fun to visit with Leon. We share some common biographical things in our life. We're both military veterans. We've both been private detectives. And, of course, we both make use of the doTERRA essential oils. We are both our precision marksmen. I think Leon might be a little bit ahead of me on that because he's had more advanced training more recently than I have. So. Leon, looks like you're here early. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, a couple minutes early, nothing wrong with that. I was just complimenting you, letting people know that I think your precision marksmanship skills are probably slightly ahead of mine since you've had more recent, better training.
Well, thank you very much for the compliment. Yes, I've been on the mat for a while, for the last year and a half.
Well, that's where the rubber meets the road, is being on the mat and getting that trigger time in. Of course, it doesn't necessarily translate into expertise, but knowing as I do, I think it most likely does translate into expertise.
Yes,
so. Anyway, Leon, we got the top of the hour break coming up here. And we'll get into doTERRA oils after the break. Stay tuned, everybody.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.